Blog Talk Radio.
Don't move that radio dial any further, because you're at the right station at the right time and at the right place. Welcome to the biggest three-day weekend online. You're listening to this marvelous radio show, brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. We're on live, online, right here, right now. So sit back, relax, and listen and enjoy. And now, welcome to the show.
You look marvelous, darling.
Yes, you are very marvelous, very marvelous. How's everyone doing, everyone, this beautiful Sunday afternoon? 336, this is Barry Lane, this is Bob, this is Marvelous Radio Show. How's everyone doing? Hope you're doing well. I hope all you kids out there, in the Cincy, Georgia area, Big County area, I hope you're enjoying your freedom, because you got 7 more days to the first day of school. Speaking of some freedom, enjoy the last 7 days while you can. Here's George Michael.
Thank you.
Michael in his 1990 hit Freedom, one of his biggest hits as a solo artist. They came out during the early 90s that basically catapulted him to superstardom. If you're just tuning in, this is the It's Marvelous Radio Show brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. You're here with the D-Man, Derek Merritt here, a.k.a. DB here. Just want to let you know there's a lot of good things we had in the back-to-back great weekends. Here in Macon, Georgia, can you blame me? I can't even form sentences right now. Can't even form sentences because we had a great, great weekend. You know? Yeah, I mean, because last weekend we had the Macon Film Festival going on. We had probably the largest turnout we've had thus far, and hoping it continues to grow. As like I said before. If it keeps building, it could be. I really believe that the Macon Film Festival can be the Sundance of the South. Really, no joke, no lie. And this weekend, we've had the Bragg Jam Festival, which is a concert giving love for basically started through the family of the Bragg brothers who died of a fatal car accident, on their way to a rock concert. And because of that, and because of making heritage in music, the family decided to have a celebration of their life by having bands play here, come here to play. And it's been going on ever since. This is the 15th anniversary of Bragg Jam. Matter of fact, I have some news of Bragg Jam. Definitely check it out. Here's the news right now. Yeah, downtown Macon businesses say business is good during Bragg Jam. Matter of fact, the hot and humid weather isn't stopping people from heading to downtown Macon for Bragg Jam, which was yesterday. Music is pouring out of buildings as everyone enjoys the music festival, and that means cha-ching for downtown businesses. Over at Just Tapped, business is brisk. Owner Jeff Crescent and Bragg Jam said Bragg Jam will have a huge impact, not only on his business, but all of downtown Macon. Mr. Crescent said, quote, we've actually made some accommodations for the crowd that might be coming in for tonight, or last night, we should say. We've included some outdoor venues where people can not only sit outside if it's too crowded inside, but we're also going to be able to serve some beer outside, which we don't normally do. And Scott Long, owner of Stud Dogs, agrees. As far as Saturdays go, our sales have doubled. So there's been a steady flow of people from all varieties, some local and some as far as Norway, Long said. Well, that's incredible. You have people from Scandinavia, people from Norway coming out thousands of miles away just to come down to Macon, Georgia for breakfast. So that is great. That's really good news. Really. Really great good news. So, you know, congratulations to everyone who were involved with Bragg Jam, as well as everyone from last weekend being involved in the Macon Film Festival. Thank you for making both events successful. Both of you. And just want to say thank you, David Johnson from WJXA, for providing the news for us about Bragg Jam. Thank you very much for the Bragg Jam aftermath of it. And it seemed to be, according to the Macon Telegraph, it was like a family affair, like people of all ages, of all demographics, just enjoyed themselves. And I Thank you, David Johnson. Thank you, WJXA, not only for the exclusive footage of the Macon Film Festival, but also Brad Jam as well. And if I didn't say it before, thank you for that exclusive with your own reporter, Chase Ambrose, a good friend of mine and great coworker as well. Had an incredible, for the incredible interview he did with Burt Reynolds. That just made my day. I wish I was able to make it there to see his productions of both Deliverance and Shocker Machine. It would have been great to see him. It would have been great to shake his hand or something. You know, that would have been great. But, you know, thank you for your contribution, your journalistic contributions to Macon Film Festival as well as Brad Jam. Thank you, David Johnson, for your story, and we thank you. And for those who are going to be going outside in Central Georgia, to our Central Georgia listeners, I hope you enjoy the sunlight, the sunshine while you can, but still keep yourself near within arm's length of an air conditioner, because it's so far right now, it's 92 degrees and rising with a high of 95 degrees and a low of 70 degrees today. Low of 70 degrees tonight. So definitely enjoy the sunshine, and I hope you don't get too hot today. Well, at least for right now. And definitely keep yourself within arm's length of a air conditioner sometime during the week, because it's going to get even hotter. Yes. Yes, indeed. Some more news from the local variety. It's not so great. Great as in it's not happy news, I should say. It's not happy news. It's the mother of Greg Allman. Mother Greg Allman, Miss Geraldine, Mama A. Allman. She died this past Friday, according to a friend of the family. Funeral arrangements for Geraldine Alice Allman, known as Mama A, has not been announced, but I just wanted to bring that up because she is the mother of a Macon legend, music rock and roll legend, Greg Allman, as well as, she's the matriarch of Greg Allman, and as well as the Allman Brothers, I should say, the Allman Brothers Band. And just want to say our condolences on behalf of Marvella and the rest of the Esmeralda's Radio Show. We want to give our condolences to the Allman family, Greg Allman, and just want to give a brief moment of silence. Thank you very much. Rest in peace, Mama A. Speaking of going to different places, destinations, moving to destinations, yeah, I was on my way to start the show. I was in traffic, you know, and there was like this, someone had this, I wouldn't say rusty, but it was like this kind of dusty looking Lexus. I know it's an IS. It's got to be in a low model, low grade, but it's still a Lexus nevertheless. The thing is that it was some girl, she had to be like a co-ed or something, and the paint job was like, the paint job was peeling, and the windshield was like really cracked. It's like, what happened to it? Like, did she have a jealous boyfriend or something like that? I don't know what in the world happened, but it's just really a doggone shame how someone just let their car go like that. Like, if I'm ever that fortunate to be able to afford a Lexus, please don't let, I'm like, please pray for me that I don't let my car go like that. It's just terrible. It was just in really bad shape. I hope she'll be able to get her, I hope she gets the windshield fixed, if anything. Maintaining a Lexus is not easy. It's very expensive. But I'm just saying, if she gets anything done, definitely get that windshield done, because it just, wheels just crack all the get out. I don't know how she's able to see through it. you know, still drive through, especially on the highway. And I'm like, you need to get that fixed ASAP. ASAP, I'm telling you. Because you don't want that loose glass, you know, while you're driving to get loose and, like, hit you in the face or especially in the eye. That is, I mean, that you're just asking for trouble. So, so whoever you are, miss, who was driving in that same that lane next to me on my left, please get that windshield fixed immediately. Speaking of some things going on, there's some future Hall of Famers that's going to be on there. Junior Seau, the late former defensive end football player who played for many seasons with the San Diego Chargers and played his last season with the New England Patriots when he went with the New England Patriots to end up losing Super Bowl in 2007 season. He's going to be finally, Junior Seau is finally going to be inducted into the Football Hall of Fame this weekend. That's got to be a really good thing. Really good thing. However, the problem is, though, Junior Seau's daughter is not going to be speaking for him at his behalf, since he is this honor is given to him posthumously. She's not going to be able to talk to him, not going to be able to accept his acceptance, because I guess the people that the powers that be are afraid that she's going to put the NFL on blast, because he suffered tremendously from head injuries. He received concussions playing a defensive back in the NFL for several seasons, and he basically killed himself. He killed himself, shot himself in the heart because he wanted to preserve his brain to let doctors prove that he did receive a lot of head injuries and a lot of concussion. Due to his concussions, it basically put a devastating, it definitely debilitated him health-wise, which obviously, from his autopsies, it certainly did. And I guess this is just a way for the NFL to cover themselves. Instead of having his daughter to speak for him on his behalf, they're just going to have a video montage of him in his heyday and of his life. And even though I know they're trying to save face, and I know they want to make this a great occasion, you know, it's no joke. I mean, football is violent, and what they do for the players after they retire, it's a shame. It's just really bad shame. The substandard is like no different. It's no different than how the veterans are treated after they serve in wars in combat situations. I mean, they need our help. They really do need a way to make their lives a little bit better after, just like many of them do, just like many veterans who deserve to get better treatment, improvement on being treated after they, in years of service, football, many NFL players need better health care just like after they served or played many seasons in the NFL. And it's just a downright shame. It is. It's just a downright shame. Speaking of low down there to shame, I was trying to get in touch with Stuart about the story about El Chapo that he took. I mean, they had video of him getting out of prison a couple of weeks back, and he's still on the loose. And what was so crazy about it that he actually took the time out to tweet Donald Trump about what he thought of what Trump thought of Mexicans. He said, "If I ever find you, man, you're going to eat those effing words," which was loosely translated. And like I don't know about Trump. I mean, granted, he just came from visiting Mexico. I'm just saying, he better not be blowing smoke. Donald Trump, you better mean what you say and say what you mean. I mean, even though people don't agree with what you're saying, I mean, I don't even agree with what you're saying. But the thing is, though, if you're going to say something like that, you better back it up. Because you just don't just say stuff just to be saying it. I mean, tell the whole some truth to that. Because a lot of people got their feelings hurt. Not just hurt, but a lot of people who have been mistakenly maligned for being mistaken for criminals. And they're not, many people aren't, not all Mexican people are criminals, just like all black people are in gangs or anything like that. Thing is, though, it's just kind of sad that people have to hear stuff like that in order to, you know, make kind of sad about that. Also, speaking of the film festival, just want to say congratulations to Joseph Lavender on his Q&A and able to let people to check out his film, 7 Till Maggie, which had a debut this past Thursday. Just to say congratulations to you, too. You did a great job in that. Really good job. And I hope I'll be able to be in your upcoming projects, whether it's your Ghostbusters fan film or some other projects. But hey, I can't wait to work with you again. You know I'm there. You know where I'm at. You know where I live. Just saying. And speaking of actors, one of the people that are nominated, this is during the primetime Emmys, which will be sometime very, very soon, which will be shown on Fox. This is Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series. Andre Brown, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Adam Driver in Girls. Keegan Michael Key from Key and Peele. Ty Burrell from Modern Family. Tony Hale and Veep. Of course, you know him from Arrested Development. And also, last but not least, Titus Burgess. He's nominated for an Emmy for The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Now, I don't know exactly what channel that's on, but I may have to check that out. I may have to check that out because I just found out from a college friend of mine that Titus Burgess is an alumni of BTE and UGA, so he's a double alumnus. So he's a BTE brother. So how about that? He was a member of the Black Theatrical Ensemble at University of Georgia, my alma mater. And I just want to say congratulations to you and pretty much all the nominees, especially Ty Burrell, who's already won before, and Tony Hill's also won it before. But I really hope, you know, either Andre Brower wins it for Brooklyn Nine-Nine because he was in Glory with Denzel. I hope Keegan-Michael Key wins it for Key and Peele because I remember he was great as well as Jordan Peele from Mad TV. And I hope, but I really, as much as I love those guys, you know, all the nominees have done great work, phenomenal work, but I really got to give my support to Titus Burgess. I don't know the guy, but, you know, hey, he's done a great job. It's not every day that anyone from UJ or let alone from the BT actually get a nomination for anything. So I'm just going Titus Burgess. I hope we get to work together soon in the future. And congratulations on your nomination. Even though I read your interview on People Magazine, he said that he already won just for not being nominated. So hey, I love you. You love your modesty, man. You're being humble about it. That's really great. So whether you win or not, congratulations and congratulations to all of you. It's 4:02 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. I had to go ahead and end this one. This is another one. Just want to say to everyone else, happy trails. Until we meet again. Well, before I go, I definitely got to say, speaking of some cars, Fiat Chrysler has recalled 1.4 million cars and trucks for their computer-powered devices being vulnerable to being hacked. And this is from Wired Magazine. There was a guy who rendered a Chrysler car helpless. One particular, I was watching it on the news, where he actually used a smartphone app and just basically hacked into, and actually it wasn't even a smartphone, it was just a regular walkie-talkie type phone, and he basically was just messing with the guy's steering and his windshield wipers just moving all over the place. The driver just had just lost control of being able to drive the car, and it's like, man, I'm telling you, we need to get that junk fixed. If you have a Chrysler or especially a Fiat car, definitely look out for it. Go to your nearest Chrysler dealer or Fiat dealer to get that checked so you won't have to worry about someone hacking into it. I'm being very serious about this. So any listeners, if you have a Fiat or a Chrysler brand car, Dodge, what have you, Challenger, Dodge Charger, definitely go to your local dealer where you got it from, especially, I guess, the one they're making here is Five Star. Definitely go to Five Star and see if they can find a way to remedy it, to solve that. So you won't have to end up in some type of pickle or someone hacking into your computer-controlled devices like air conditioning, and which is really important in this type of weather, or the brakes or the stereo windshield wipers or even the power steering. Definitely get that checked. Also, just want to say congratulations to John Smoltz, Craig Biggio, Pedro Martinez, and the big unit, Randy Johnson, who are now the 2015 inductees for the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. Those who will be able to see it, they'll be able to check it out today on the MLB Network, Major League Baseball Network. Check your cable company or your satellite company if you're able to get that channel. And also, speaking of cable and satellite, AT&T just bought DirecTV and now making the biggest TV provider in the U.S. So now AT&T has gotten their power again in one way, more ways than one, by buying DirecTV. So definitely check out your satellite, see if they work. Especially you don't want to miss stuff like the Baseball Hall of Fame, John Smoltz, who's part of the baseball trifecta of Greg Maddux and Tom Glavine. Those three main pitchers basically helped the Braves win the 1995 World Series 20 years ago. Of course, Greg Maddux, Tom Glavine, and Bobby Cox were all inducted to the Hall of Fame last year. So I just want to say congratulations to John Smoltz, definitely John Smoltz, because he's a great, great, incredible pitcher. I watched him several years, helped the Braves get 14 consecutive division championships. That, I think if that's not a record, it's still impressive. Craig Biggio of the Houston Astros, he's a pitcher. Actually, all four of them that are going into the Hall of Fame are all pitchers. Craig Biggio pitched for the Houston Astros. Pedro Martinez played for the Expos and for the Dodgers until he finished his season with the Boston Red Sox, who helped them win their first World Series championship in 2004, the first time in 80-plus years. And also the big unit, Randy Johnson, who pitched more strikeouts than any other left-handed pitcher. I got to put my hand out to him because he's a fellow southpaw. He's going to he's in the Baseball Hall of Fame this year along with Martinez, Biggio, and Smoltz. Of course, he's the one that helped the Arizona Diamondbacks beat the New York Yankees in the 2001 World Series. And this is their very first season, as a matter of fact, their inaugural season. That's never happened before ever or since then that a team, an expansion team, especially an expansion team in Major League Baseball, winning the World Series in their very first season. That's incredible. He should be inducted just for that alone. But you know, hey, and well, either way, congratulations to Randy Johnson, Pedro Martinez, Craig Biggio, and John Smoltz. That's all the time that I have. I wanted to play Tour de France by Kraftwerk, but I think I'm running out of time. Of course, you can check out the Tour de France right now on the NBC Sports Channel. Check your cable provider or satellite provider to see if you're able to get that channel. Anyway, on behalf of Marvella Ivory, the namesake of this show, this is the D-Man wishing you a wonderful and marvelous Sunday. Have a great week, people. Have a marvelous week, people. We'll see you next weekend. Take care, everybody.